Inver Grove Heights,
Minnesota. Minnesota. Look at that. We got some light mixed snow and rain right now. This is why you're here in Minnesota in December. And here we are in Inver Grove Heights, Minnesota, at their Inver Grove Brewing Company. Excited. Don't know much about them, but heard some good things. So we are here to find out what's brewing here in Inver Grove. Come on, let's check it out. All right, you guys, Inver Grove Brewing Company. I don't know, a little bit different vibe here, man.
Definitely like, different than what we've had.
Yeah, I mean, it's the first restaurant-y vibe to where, like, very restaurant-y. We had to be seated here to, like, to sit at this table, menus.
Most people are here for, they've got a pub area and then a restaurant area.
Yeah, but, I mean.
How long have they been around?
Shit, good. Great question. You know, I have no idea.
Not a lot of information, but they got a good selection of beer.
Yeah,
and I mean, it's a Sunday night, and very crowded.
Yep.
Let's see what the beer tastes like. I'm still waiting for an IPA in the suburbs of in the suburbs of St. Paul.
Exactly.
Inver Grove.
Yeah.
So
you might as well give it a shot because that's what
I'm starting with IPA.
Iggy's Local is what this one's called.
All right. Now it smells like an IPA should.
It looks like 70 IBU, so not real high, but.
Man. And I'm starting out with it too. I still.
No.
Trying to find one here.
No,
man.
Damn.
Since I've been to the Twin Cities, I'm trying to find an IPA that. A West Coast IPA, which is my go to, that I'm going to say. This is an American IPA. They're not claiming to be a West Coast, but.
Wow, man. That's hoppy, dude.
No,
that's,
but it's hoppy, but it's not piney.
It doesn't flow. It
no.
doesn't. It's not it's not balanced. Maybe that's it.
Man,
they haven't been real well balanced.
I want an IPA. We'll see what. There's people that hate IPAs. I'm trying to find one that I like.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, it's difficult to find amber lagers, and so they had two. This is one of them. The other one is a coffee amber lager. So.
Well, you can try that first because you're a huge amber lager fan with Northeast.
Absolutely.
Which is made by the Rainbell Brewing Company.
That's my
Jones
bar.
Brewing Company. Yeah. So.
More than. Shit, what's that?
Yingling,
yeah. More
Yingling than, is another one. I mean, the oldest brewery in America.
It's pretty good.
Let's see.
It's not. Oh man, it's got like this little watery taste to it for some reason.
It smells more like a. Doesn't smell like a like an amber lager.
No, it's got a little bit of a like.
Yeah.
Right. It's a little weird.
I mean, none of them, you know, what's funny is none of them are holding a really good
a head at all.
Head or foam or anything. So.
And, like, I don't see bubbles and shit going up. You know what I mean? Like.
Glasses, it's so. Could be more of a restaurant.
Going to be, right.
All right,
could be, and that's what some of these suburb things are, right? It's like they'll build their brewery, and the beer doesn't come first.
Well,
okay, so what is this one?
This is the cream ale.
Oh yeah,
we
one of the flagships. Because and I mean, so it's called Knee High.
Since we've been in Minnesota sampling beers, cream ale seems to be one of the big ones.
That's
so.
Kind of the new, That's. I think that everyone has one.
I'm sorry, but I taste nothing at all. I mean,
It's like flat compared to the cream ales that we've had before. There's no taste to it.
You're right. No, I think we're good. Yep.
Guys,
to get started, we're fucking almost done. The fucking drink to get started. What the fuck is she talking?
This
about?
Is not.
That's annoying to me.
If you guys are looking, I mean, I'm sorry. We're the beer guys. We're telling you about craft beer.
Yeah, we're just telling you. So far, that's 0-3 for me.
If you want to come and eat, I don't know.
Maybe their food's good. I don't know.
Maybe their pilsner is good. We'll find out, because we've been to numerous breweries so far and they haven't even had pilsner. So let's.
And this is an Italian pilsner. If that makes any difference.
I mean, my God, you guys, I mean, it's like,
no.
There's no flavor to that at all.
See, now it kind of tastes alike, man. I mean, this should have told me something. So they sat us down and they gave us this menu, which has no beer on it. And then they gave me this drink list, which has no beer on it. It's cocktails, it's wine. And so
the beer guys are saying that the Inver Grove Brewing Company is a restaurant.
Don't even waste your time, to be perfectly honest. I hate the bag of brewery. Like I say, I always hate bag of brewery. But
you know what?
This one's not.
We are the beer guys. We're here for beer.
Tell you like it is.
They don't have beer.
No.